Mr. Ban started by listing just a few of what he called the barbaric crimes perpetrated against humanity by groups such as Daesh and Boko Haram in recent months.
They have brazenly kidnapped young girls, systematically denied women's rights, destroyed cultural institutions, warped the peaceful values of religions, and brutally murdered thousands of innocents around the world. These groups have become a magnet for foreign terrorist fighters who are easy prey to simplistic appeals and siren songs.
Most of the victims of terrorism worldwide were Muslim, he added, and he said that although every country had a right to defend itself, the correct response was to act in ways that tackle the root causes and deny terrorists the oxygen they crave.
We all lose by responding to ruthless terror with mindless policy. Policies that turn people against each other, alienate already marginalized groups, and prey into the hands of the enemy. We need to cool heads and common sense. We must never be ruled by fear or provoked by those who strive to exploit it.
His plan contained 70 separate recommendations for joint action at global, regional and national levels. He urged governments to develop their own strategies, drawing on all the UN's resources, but getting it right would take skill, care and patience.
All too often, national counter-terrorism strategies have lacked basic elements of due process and respect for the rule of law. Sweeping definitions of terrorism are often used to criminalize the legitimate actions of opposition groups, civil society organizations, and human rights defenders.
He said prevention needed to be the priority, followed by principled leadership and what he called an all-out approach. The General Assembly was the only world body that could manage his ambitious proposals, he added, sitting down to hear reaction from some governments in the room. The Deputy Ambassador for the US, Michelle Sisson, had this to say.
This challenge is complex. We need new thinking and new collaboration among international bodies to make an impact. For this reason, we warmly welcome the Secretary General's plan of action.
A major international conference specifically to build on the plan is due to take place in Geneva in April. Matthew Wells, United Nations.